Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, one of the storylines early on in the pandemic was the fact that restaurants and a lot of other businesses weren't able to collect on their insurance because insurance companies were saying that the loss of business clause didn't cover that. Number of restaurants have taken the insurance company, in this case, Society Insurance, to court. One of them, the restaurateur, is Bill Stavro, who is here, the owner of Valley Lodge, and he joins us on the phone line. Now, Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Steve.
I should say, let's just start off right. I've eaten under your tent. Very fine service.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me about the business and about how the pandemic has hurt your ability, and particularly the loss of insurance has affected you.
Sure. So, you know, clearly the industry has been hit hard, not just us, but everybody since the pandemic began. And, you know, we've been struggling along, trying to keep our employees employed, trying to get revenues up through a variety of measures, doing all the mitigation tactics, including air purification systems and anything and everything we can do, all while playing by the rules that government has set forth by us. And, you know, it's been a struggle, but we're fighting through it. And as far as the insurance side of it goes, we're just going through a legal process with them, led by our legal team. And, you know, clearly we're happy that we had a ruling that was favorable and gives us an opportunity to have our day in court.
Yeah, the judge, there was a move on the defense's part to have a summary judgment or have the case dismissed. And the judge, a federal judge sitting in Chicago, rejected that, which opens the avenue, I guess, for a further trial or maybe settlement talks down the road. The cases were combined with the restaurants, including the Billy Goat and Purple Pig as well. Well, we'll get to that. But tell me about what it was like when you found out insurance wasn't going to cover you.
Yeah, honestly, Steve, it's kind of an interesting thing. So when we filed our claim, so I did do my due diligence. I read my policy. I understood what I believed it to be. And, you know, after we filed and got the response, we were really in the trenches of running our business at that point. And so, you know, frankly, we handed it off to the Clifford Law Firm, and they've been doing the work that got us to where we are. Our focus from that point forward was really about operating our business. So I don't have any, it's almost I don't even recollect exactly how I felt when I got the letter, because there were more pressing issues that we were dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Just another punch, I guess.
Yeah, at that point we were conditioned to it.
You were expecting coverage, though?
I mean, clearly the reason we filed a claim is we believe that there was coverage there. We've been in business, to put it in perspective. You said you've been in our tent, so you must know who we are.
Sure.
You know, we've been in business for 52 years, so we've been paying for coverage for 52 years. And yeah, our expectation was that, or we wouldn't have filed.
And the ruling by the judge says the policy does not contain a specific exclusion of coverage for the losses due to a virus or pandemic. And so that's, you know, I don't want to get too much in the weeds, and I know you're not a lawyer and don't want to speak legal briefs, but Society's case is a little different from others in that they don't have that specific exclusion. Now, they issued a statement saying they intend to continue to fight this, so that will happen down the road. But you must be encouraged by at least the way the route has taken you so far.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a great first step in what we hope to be, you know, a good path for us and give us our opportunity to speak what we believe is the accurate truth of our business.
Have you talked to other restaurant owners about this situation?
Frankly, no. You know, in passing, perhaps a while back, but definitely not since this ruling.
And what is it that is keeping you going? I mean, I know things are opening up a little bit more. I'm assuming business is getting better. You're doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay. You know, we've been fighting through it the whole time. We've done a variety of things. So we've really embraced carry out and delivery, obviously, to the point actually where we started a company that does ghost and virtual kitchens that we then help other restaurants license and so on. So that we've tried to make the best we can out of a bad situation and frankly, you know, keep our people employed, keep our people, you know, paying their bills. We have employees that we've had on our staff for, I mean, greater than 30 years. I mean, we have probably four people on our staff, we're really proud to say this, that have been on our staff in excess of 25 years,
wow, that's
which
great.
In this industry is something to say, I think.
Now, go back to that business you've started. So you're helping other restaurants prepare food to delivery, or what are you doing there?
So interestingly, yeah, so it's a business called Food Hall. I'm not here to promote it.
go for it.
I've partnered up with another kind of notable local restaurateur, Fabio Viviani, and that whole group, and we've launched 10 to 15 different concepts that we then license to other restaurants that are, frankly, in need of revenue. And by doing that, we license them to them. They do it for delivery only. And, it's been really helpful to them to monetize what they have, which is their asset and their staff. And they've been able to keep more people employed, and we've been able to put some money in their pocket, and we've done it in our own businesses as well. That's really where it was born from.
So explain that a little further. I'm sorry to sound kind of thick-headed here, Bill, but you're going to restaurants that might not have a delivery service and providing them a model or a menu that is deliverable?
That is correct. And even if they have delivery already, this is just another revenue stream with their excess capacity.
Bill Stavro is joining us now. He's the owner of Valley Lodge. I know the one in Glenview. There's one in Wilmette as well, right?
That's correct.
And we're talking because there was a favorable court ruling in federal court late last night, that will allow his and others' lawsuit against their insurance company to go forward, at least. The insurance had said that business loss didn't apply because of the pandemic. The judge said there wasn't a specific exclusion there so that they can continue to go forward. I don't know if I'm stretching to look for a silver lining, but with the new business and with the renewed, I would think, loyalty of your customers, is there a chance you're going to come out of there stronger?
Oh boy, it's a little early in the game to make that prediction, quite frankly. It's been a challenging year for sure. But I hope to. I hope that in the end that our business will normalize and that any other endeavors I get into are successful. I feel like there's a long way left in what we're currently dealing with to claim victory quite yet.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Do you find people eager to go back inside?
I would say that we've seen a little bit of a movement in a positive direction over the last 30 days, for sure, but not seismic. And, again, we have some level of limited capacity, so, irrelevant of all of that, we're still fighting through that.
And your place has a supper club feel, as I remember, too, which might lend itself toward an older clientele. They might be more reluctant. Have you found that?
A little bit. I mean, there's definitely a caution that people are definitely feeling, irrelevant of age group. Our Wilmette location, frankly, has seen as much, if not more, reluctancy and from a little bit of a younger demographic as our customer base is there. So, but we're grateful. People have been supportive of us in whatever way they can, from, doing carry out, delivery, coming in when they can, coming in and off times when they're comfortable. And like yourself, going, to our tent when the weather allowed, and hopefully that's around the corner, too.
Do you have plans to open the tent again, or when do you think that might be possible?
Yeah, I mean, that's a weather-related issue.
How about this
last
afternoon, Bill?
Don't give me much hope, there's some hope on that horizon, too, I believe.
I was going to say, it's not too bad this afternoon. Maybe I'll stop by for a cocktail on the way home.
There you go. Well, we're open inside the tent. We got another, I think we're going to, if the weather stays the way it plans on staying, or they're projecting it staying, hopefully we can have it open within the next 7 to 10 days.
Now, I did not have the chicken club sandwich, but I hear that's highly recommended.
There's a lot of things on our menu for sure, but yeah, we've been known for our ribs, our burgers for sure, our some of our sandwiches, and definitely for a cocktail here and there over the last 52 years.
Tell me a little bit about your staff, because when I talk to restaurateurs, I mean, you've already done it 3 or 4 times, but everyone talks about how they're really working to keep their employees employed through all of this, which, it's a great worker relationship to hear about.
Yeah, we've fought pretty hard to do that. There were times when there's been times where it's easier over the summer when the tent was open, we could do some outdoor seating. It was a lot easier, and now it's starting to give us the opportunity to bring more people back. And kind of what's interesting, Steve, is that so much of our staff really works off of gratuities. So even if we keep employing them, their incomes aren't going to go back to what they were pre-pandemic until we have the volumes we had. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic there. We've pretty much employed everybody, but their income has clearly been affected in a way that I simply can't replace, nor can any government funding or any of the PPP and so on.
Bill Stavro is the owner of Valley Lodge, a couple of them, one in Glenview and the other in Wilmette. And listen, I appreciate you joining us today, and I wish you the best of luck, Bill.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. The news there is that Bill and others are suing their insurance company because the insurance company, Society in this case out of Wisconsin, denied their loss of business claim, saying that a pandemic wasn't covered. A federal judge this week in Chicago said, well, it's not specifically excluded, so the trial could go forward. That means a couple of things. They could actually go to trial. The insurance company could try to appeal, or in fact, they could enter settlement talks. All of those things are possibilities. Hey, I want to tell you something new we're starting. We're introducing a new feature called Your Hometown. It's on the last Thursday of every month. We'll highlight a town and talk about what makes it unique, from the people, the places, businesses, hidden gems, things like that. Our first one's coming up, and the town is Schaumburg. So tune in this Thursday, February 25th, to hear localized stories featuring the village of Schaumburg. Your Hometown goes to Schaumburg Thursday, February 25th, and it could be your hometown we talk about next. Go to WGNradio.com/yourhometown and send us your hometown suggestions. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.